delighted to see I'm joined on the line by the ex-Finn Harps captain, Keith Cowan. Keith, hello, how are you? And first of all, still very happy with that performance on Friday night and with some silverware.
Yeah, absolutely delighted. It was a tough game. It was a tough game on Friday night. Ballymena really put it up to us. And after the semi-final on the Monday, just beforehand against Cliftonville too. So there's a lot of tired bodies out there on Friday night, and a couple of weary heads even today. So now we're just delighted that we got across the line on Friday night there, and it was a hell of a battle.
Keith, big decision for you to leave Fun Harps. You spent a number of years there, but to move up to Belfast and to Glentoran. You started off in your debut with a goal, and you've ended up with your first professional medal, let's call it. You have to be delighted with that.
Oh, definitely. I just off the phone to the gaffer, actually speaking to him. It's just the cherry on top to have finally got my hands on a bit of silverware after all the years. And, you know, we didn't really know if we were going to ever kick a ball this year again with the whole COVID thing, but no, it's been absolutely excellent, and I'm just delighted to be a part of Glentoran Football Club. They've been excellent to me since I've been up there, and I've really enjoyed my time up there, and maybe hopefully it'll continue.
Yeah, and making the move, and that tough decision as well to leave Fun Harps, but as we said at the start of the interview, Keith, it's worked out really well for you. Tell us about the game on Friday night. It ebbed and flowed, and as finals go, it seemed to be a very tough match.
It was, you know, Ballymena were absolutely excellent in the night, and you know, from the off, they really put it up to us, and I felt we were all under a bit of pressure, you know, and it was just one of those ones where, like, you know, I didn't think there was going to be too many goals in the game. And like, we had chances early on. I thought maybe we might maybe rue a couple of them because we missed them. And it was just great that Robbie popped up when he did, because I don't think we fancied another penalty shootout. I think the nerves were pretty shot after Monday night's game against Cliftonville. So no, it was an excellent feeling. I don't think I even really celebrated the goal with him. I was that tired. I think I just stood at the halfway line with my hands in the air. So I just let the rest of the boys do it. And it was absolutely superb.
Yeah, and how strange was it as well? So it was playing with fans for the first time. I know you only had 250 of each, but different.
Odd, yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, it was great that we were able to get our family, and you know, I had my mum and dad up there, Davey and Joan, and my girlfriend Adele as well. So to have them there was a nice occasion to see them, and it was kind of those are the people that you want to see and you want to share these moments with. Like, so it was excellent to have those there. And so the small amount of fans that were there were definitely making their voices heard, and you know, we got videos sent through from the supporters clubs and that around Belfast. So no, they're absolutely, and they're so passionate. Like, they sent us when we left the Oval on Friday night and on Monday night to head across to Windsor Park, the crowds that were out in the street, you know, sending us off. And then, you know, it was a real mission trying to get back to the Oval after the game. They were just lining the streets, and there were, you know, flares and singing, and it was an incredible experience, I must say.
The passion and the support up there, football in Northern Ireland, it's huge, Keith. Can you describe it to us as well? Because sometimes you don't really appreciate how big it is up there.
No, I suppose, you know, as you know, being at Fin Harps just, you know, forever, I suppose, like from my career, footballing career, to, you know, to see how much it, to see how much it means to those people, and I suppose, you know, speaking to them, you know, over the week and over the last few days, and you know, meeting a few of them last night and things like that, like, it just, they just live and breathe it, you know, and it's their whole week and weekend, you know, and you see the passion that they have, and you know, like, you see them with their just all their, obviously their colours and their jerseys and things like that. There, I think, you know, the new jersey came out like about a week ago, and it just seemed like every kid and every man, woman and child had the new, you know, they just love it, like, and it's, you know, it's great to be a part of. And you know, I'm just glad that we were able to get them something to sing about for a while.
Keeping the momentum going and into the final, the quick turnaround as well, that week running in, Keith, to the final, I suppose you couldn't do a lot, but you know what you did have to do, it had to be really important to absolutely nail the performance on Friday night.
Oh, yeah, you know, like, it's one of those ones where after such a heavy game or a tough game on Monday night, it's just about recovery and trying to get as much rest as you can, and trying to you know, I got a few dips in the ocean there, you know, things like that there, and just doing everything you can just to prepare yourself properly, you know, whatever it might be. Obviously, other people are different, but it seemed to work in the end. Like, although, as I say, I don't think I've ever been as tired on a football pitch on Friday night. It was, you know, it was quite warm during the game, and you know, as I say, Ballymena really put it up to us, so we had to be at 100% ourselves.
Well, I know it's your first piece of silver as a senior footballer, but a little birdie tells me as well you were quite successful with Rafoe hockey, is that correct?
Yeah, I think I have my only other medal, sporting medal, might be for Rafoe Hockey Club. All right, yeah. I think that was mentioned in one of the supporters clubs there up in East Belfast over the weekend as well. I couldn't quite believe it, but yeah, I think I have a senior one medal for Rafoe. We got promoted 1 year, so... Yeah, this will be a nice one to add to that.
And is it because it's come towards the end of your career, Keith? Okay, you'll have a couple of years left yet, hopefully. But it's been quite a while. Does that make it even more sweeter?
It does. Yeah, I suppose it sort of culminates, sort of coming up to everything that I've sort of done, and you know, the discipline side of it as well. When you know, where you have to really look after yourself and do that wee bit extra, and you know, it seems all worth it now. And you know, even though I mentioned before during lockdown, it would be very simple just to sort of throw your hat at it and say, no, look, I might even be playing anyway or whatever. Like, but no, I did work hard, and I did put the hours in. And you know, for any young lads or any boys that want to have a career in football, those are the games, or those are the discipline sort of that you have to have. And you know, finally, you know, to get myself a wee bit of success come the final years of my career, let's say, you know, it does make it that much more sweeter.
And obviously that was one of the reasons why you wanted to move on from Finn Harps, to get the opportunity maybe to get your hands on a cup.
Yeah, well, you know, I just think I was actually just maybe to experience a different club and a different, you know, working with different coaches and that. Like, obviously I love my time in Finn Park, and you know, I've met loads of mates through that there and loads of great people at the club. Like, and it was just really to experience something else. And when Glenn Torren became an option and we got to speak to them, like, it was sort of a no-brainer for me to be involved with such a great club like that there. And I jumped at the chance.
Well, Keith, suppose you can sit back and relax now a little bit. But what's on the calendar for the next couple of weeks?
Well, as I said, I just have the phone there with Mick McDermott, the manager, and we're trying to get something organised. Like, but I think it's going to be maybe a day or two off, and then it's, you know, back up to Belfast maybe, and sort of get the legs going again, and you know, to maybe have a European adventure ahead of us is something that I never really thought might be possible. Like, so to maybe be involved in that would just be something that'd be a dream, like a dream come true.
Something really to look forward to. Not bad for a mountain man, Keith. So very
Not
well done.
Not bad for a mountain man. Exactly.
Well, look, Keith, enjoy the next couple of days off, and cherished memories of Friday night, and a huge victory for Glen Torren. And Glen Torren, they're back, as they say, from all the press throughout the weekend. They're reading it. It just shows what it means to them as well.
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.